Well, one of the lifebloods of any community is a chamber of commerce to obviously build business, to bring businesses together, to promote activities. And what's kind of neat over the last year, the chamber here in Coldwater and Branch County has kind of morphed a little bit. It brought in the Downtown Business Association, working now with the Tourism Bureau a little closer, and things seem to have a certain different energy to it, which is great. Joining us in the studio is the chair of the chamber board, Kurt McRae from Curtis Funding Group, Russ Hickey, who's on the board from Hampton Inn, and Brad Rocky, who's now the first vice chair and from Keith's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater. Curtis, maybe let's address that first off, kind of the energy you're feeling with what's going on with the chamber in the whole aspects right now. Pretty exciting time, isn't it, for the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, Ken, I think it is. It's if people aren't members of the chamber now, they should look at what's going on and they should be joining, because there's new leadership, there's new vitality, there's everything's changed. And as you mentioned, we're working more closely with the DBA. Tourism has agreed to move their office over into the chamber building. They'll still be their own functioning entity, but they'll be working more closely, collaborating. Collaboration's a big term for us, and we think it's working really well. Yeah. And it started last year, under Tina Kerr's leadership as a chamber board, and it's continued into this year, and the excitement's just growing.
Yeah, Russ, you probably see it from a couple of different ends. One, having your own business, and then working in the tourism business with the hotel and being on the chamber board. That collaboration is key, isn't it?
Yes, and I've enjoyed it, you know, being on the tourism board because of my position as the general manager of the Hampton Inn, and then having meetings with city officials, new chamber leadership and chamber officials, and then kind of to wear a couple of different hats and to be a part of that and to see how the boards are working. I've had the opportunity to be on some other boards, and I really enjoy my time, especially on the chamber board.
Yeah. Brad, as a downtown retailer for you, obviously organizations like the DBA, like the chamber, are really important to help you guys as a support system, aren't they?
Oh, huge. You know, it's their job to bring the people to the area. I've said that for years and truly believe it. And then as independents, it's our job to get them in our doors. But we need that backbone and that strength that we can't do it on our own, and we need to work together. And I'm so excited to be back on the board, and I mean that truly. I took a little sabbatical, it seems like, and went some other directions. And to reassociate with this board and be a part of this energy is just really, really exciting for me.
Well, there was a name change, obviously, from the Branch County Area Chamber to the Coldwater Area Chamber of Commerce, a primary focus on the Coldwater Branch County area, which kind of folds right into, I guess, maybe what's going on with the DBA coming into the chamber too, right?
Yes. You know, it is a changing time, and we need to look at things in a realistic way, and we do need... It's not that we're downsizing. The collaboration word is exactly what it's about. We haven't got the time to function independently any longer, and we obviously don't have the blend that we used to have. So pulling together and being a stronger unit through the chamber is been talked about for a long time, and now it's being put into action, and I think it is perfect timing.
Yeah, Curtis, also some things happening at the chamber building itself. As we said, the Tourism Bureau coming into the chamber building now. You guys just did a huge... rebuild project on the building, putting a new roof on there, right?
We put a new roof on. It was long overdue, and that was a pretty expensive project, so it hit our budget pretty hard. But now we're trying to also add updates to the inside. We're trying to make it more of a welcome center, and especially with tourism coming over, we're going to staff the office during regular hours, make sure someone's there all the time during published hours, and we're trying to make it a more welcoming center. So we're looking for our members to step forward and give us some bids and some ideas on how to do that, how to make it work. And obviously we're going to be looking for funds to get that done too.
Yeah. Russ, being in the tourism business, you guys see it obviously from people coming in, but there's so much of what the rest of the business community needs to buy into the tourism industry too, right? And kind of an education process back and forth.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of opportunity to serve our guests coming into the area, and not just the people that are already here. So businesses have to think about how specifically can they meet the needs of the tourists coming in.
Yeah, Brad, what message would you give to businesses that aren't a part of the chamber right now on why they should take advantage of this?
New blood, changing times. It's I'm finally, I know, you know, you guys all know I'm the old timer here. I never thought I'd live long enough to say that, but the energy is phenomenal. If you haven't touched base with the Chamber lately, I encourage you to do so. Applefest was just a huge example of where we're going. Not that the DBA hasn't done a fabulous job with that, but boy, I'll tell you, the excitement and energy downtown with Applefest this season, and the Chamber was overseeing that, was just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So get involved.
Well, and it seems like, and Nicole kind of talked about when she was in the studio a week or so ago, Nicole Steele, your executive director, that there seems to be a certain energy in the feeling of anticipation, Kurt, of what's next for Coldwater, and in really the whole Branch County area, kind of as Coldwater goes, then the rest of the county goes, that especially downtown, of that something's about ready to pop.
Well, I think so. I mean, we're really focused on downtown, but we're focused on the whole area. And I'm glad you brought up Nicole, Ken, because Nicole has only been there 5 or 6 months. She has been a breath of fresh air. She's got tons of ideas, and instead of we almost sometimes have to hold her back a little bit because she's so full of ideas. And that's a positive. And the board is very strong. Lots of ideas coming from the board as well. And then there's one other person at the Chamber that probably deserves mentioning, and that's Jamie Bracey. And Jamie stepped in while we didn't have a director, was phenomenal. And she's going to be leaving soon because she's having her first child. But we found a way to keep her on part-time to do some of the marketing events, some of the event planning that we do. And as Brad said, not only Applefest, but Strawberry Fest. We had more vendors than they've ever had. And both events were hugely successful.
All right. Well, one of the three here is an actual retailer. You guys work with around retailers all the time. Brad, what's kind of the feeling for the fourth quarter going into Christmas season downtown, do you think?
The feeling is we're still moving forward. Just listening to some statistics this morning, is Michigan as a whole, it's upbeat. Projections of small increases are in the air. But we do feel it moving forward. I think communities are pulling together and working together within their community more than they have in many years. And this means it's supporting the community. So business is looking very positive for the future, in my opinion.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, guys, and giving us the update on what's happening with the Coldwater Area Chamber of Commerce, who's the chair of the board, Kurt McRae from Curtis Funding Group, Russ Hickey on the board from Hampton Inn, and Brad Rocky, first vice chair from Keith's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater, here AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.